I'm Kerry Dowd. I've been a board member with the World Space Week Association for many years. And if you're wondering what the World Space Week Association is doing at this event, and particularly on an industry panel, firstly, we're here because the Office of Other Spaces and the On the Moon Village Association and World Space Week have a memorandum of understanding to support each other's programs and activities, because we both focus from different directions but on many of the same things. We want to promote public awareness of space, we want to promote space exploration and space utilisation in responsible ways, and we feel that by being supporting partners we can both further our individual associations and our joint efforts. And particularly too, World Space Week happens to be, just as the Moon Village Association is, just as many of we wanting to encourage that next generation of young people who will become the space workforce of tomorrow. So we focus very much on programs that will encourage STEM education. Just a little bit of background about the World Space Week Association. It actually began as an American event called Space Week that celebrated the Apollo 11 landings every year. But in 1999 at Unispace 3, the United Nations Space Conference, it was recognised that the idea of having a global space week, so a world space week, was a tremendous way of bringing to public attention the great activities in space, the great achievements in space that countries all around the world have been involved in. And so, say, in 1999, the UN took that idea of Space Week and declared World Space Week and placed it in the period of the 4th to the 10th of October. And if you don't know why those dates are important, shame on you, because, of course, October the 4th is the, or was the date that Sputnik 1, the world's first satellite, was launched. And so every year, those dates are actually fixed, the 4th to the 10th of October. And just to give you an idea of how much people appreciate the idea of World Space Week, the International Astronautical Congress actually moved its conference by a week to a week and a half so that people would be available to speak at different events around the world during World Space Week. So just a quick overview of what we do. As I say, we have a week from October the 4th to the 10th every year that has become the largest space event on Earth. Last year we had over 5,000 events in 80 nations, hundreds of thousands of attendees right around the world, and millions reached by different types of media coverage. So we actually sort of consider it to be the world's largest network of space-supporting organisations. The idea is to have simultaneous events in countries around the world and targeted at all levels of interest. So, for example, we have here you can see a fairly high-level Space Week event in China. We have the Austrian Space Association, who have their analog missions, and they celebrate World Space Week. In Thailand, they have every year the water rocket event, which actually links to a wonderful cultural event in Thailand called the Bun Bang Phai Rocket Festival. So we try to associate with a lot of local customs that might be occurring around that time as well. So the global coordination is through the World Space Week Association, which is a non-profit, and essentially we promote and support the global participation. We don't organise individual events, but we try to coordinate and put people in touch all around the world. The idea is that in each country we want local people to initiate events, because in this way they can reach, you know, they can tailor it to an audience that they want to reach, which is most beneficial for raising space awareness in their particular country. So we have individual organisations who coordinate at the national level, and Rose here is in fact our Australian national point of contact, and she's soon going to have some social media web pages up for the association here in Australia, so that you'll be able to sort of contact us locally. So as you can see, we have a range of event holders, schools, space groups, government organisations, a lot of industry groups around the world, astronomy clubs, museums and so forth. We've had a very strong growth within the last decade, as you can see by this this particular chart. We had around about 900 odd events in 2012, and we've now grown to over 5,000. And of course, we're hoping that this year we'll have even more. Just a few quick snapshots of the last couple of years. 2017, you can see we had getting up close to 4,000 events. Interesting, the ranking of the countries is quite interesting. For many years, we've had a lot of support in many of the developing nations because they see World Space Week as a key to promoting STEM, which they see, of course, as a way of promoting development in their own countries. Again, last year, you can see that we grew up there, nearly 5,500 events. Actually, I hadn't noticed that one before. That's 1,911 cities. That's not a bad range of places putting on events. And as you can see, last year we had a lot of the, let's say, the developed and spacefaring countries starting to climb up in the ranks. And I should love to point out that, in fact, the Space Agency last year, because their 100th day of operation and the launch of their brand occurred during Space Week, and so they were supporting Space Week last year, and they will be supporting this year people who, as many as they can, people who want to hold World Space Week events. Of course, the agency is not going to be organising your events for you. You have to do that. But certainly, I know they really want to support you. This year, our theme is the Moon, the Gateway to the Stars, and of course what we want to do is play off the Apollo 11 anniversary, focus on the achievements of the past and the prospect for the future. And so we'd really like to encourage you to add an event. Look at our global calendar on our website, worldspaceweek.org. You can promote your event through our social media. You'll also be able to share these things through the Moon Village Association as well. And the global contacts, Dennis Stone is our president. He's based in the United States. As I said, Rose is our local point of contact. And you can see we have the usual social media website, Facebook and Twitter feeds. So I'd encourage everybody here, when you go home tonight, think about what you're going to do for World Space Week this year, organise an event and sign up. We want to see more than two or three events in Australia this year. Let's see if we can make it at least 100. Thank you. Thank you.